Everybody, welcome back to Tin Down. Is it recording?
It's recording.
Is it actually working?
It's actually. Why are you surprised that it's working? I'm surprised that they are still in this house.
What?
Because you seem to like Dubai chocolate.
Girls, anybody that's listening, right? I know I work at Aldi, but this is not an ad.
This is not an alarm.
It's also not an alarm. There's these chocolates called Dubai style pistachio truffles. Like, they are.
Read the room, Terry.
Jake's freaking out because I'm excited. But they are possibly the nicest chocolates I've ever tried.
I've never tried
them. Davey, you have to try one.
I will try one.
Try
not,
one now.
But not right now.
Why?
Live on air.
Yeah, live on air. Go away out of that. Who do you think you are? Go on, jump in.
Who do I think I am?
Go on, try one.
They're all going to fall out. They're all going to fall out right this year.
Right, we'll get a live preview from David. Now, David doesn't really like milk chocolate.
I don't actually like milk. Yeah, like you said, milk chocolate. Like milk.
That's what I just said.
I know, but I'm just like.
But you like milk now. You never used to like milk.
No, that, yeah, true.
But I
find milk chocolate very like.
Yummy.
But you know what it tastes like? Because we discussed this recently. See Mars bars? Vomit.
Vomit. Vile. Vomit. I promise you like that. You see, for
you're
years.
You're going to get an inquiry into the agency to work at Mars. I'm going to try and make the sound effect of me actually.
ASMR? Stop, just take a bite, go on. And honestly, tell me what you think. What do you think? They're delicious.
For someone that has a sweet tooth, yeah, definitely.
They are sweet.
Yeah, that's why I would find.
David is a chronic boring bastard though. Like that's the thing.
Did you say born a
boring bastard?
Born a boring bastard or born a bastard?
You just love healthy stuff. And it's great. It's great to be like that. And I definitely see how like you have, you know, filtered that to Sydney. Like she's excellent. Her nutrition's really good. Like, do you know?
You know what she did for me this morning? Go on, sorry.
What?
You know what she did for me this morning?
What?
You know what, we're really blessed, and I know it's not that I take advantage of it, I don't really fully recognize how good that she actually is with
food.
No, well, yeah, with food. Like, she'll go to bed with a bar of chocolate and leave it beside her bed, and she won't eat it.
She won't eat it. I would have gobbled that up.
Right? I mean, Cassie tells stories, your sister tells stories, it really, because she's a very good storyteller. She makes me laugh. But this morning I had made her little snack box to bring in the car. Now, yeah, for anyone that's asking, a snack box is, it's not what people think where you go to a chipper and ask for a snack box, right? It's a little lunch box with like compartments of a mixture of fruit and
he gives her berries, cashew nuts, you know, almond nuts.
But
it's like a healthy snack box.
You know, we always know when Sydney's done something. I walked out to the car.
She sucks in her cheeks.
She knew she'd done something. And I was like, what have you done? And she stuck her tongue out and she had her vitamin jelly on her tongue. But I was like, so she normally eats her food first and then has her vitamin. But this morning she took her vitamin first before her food. And I copped it.
Yeah.
And God love her, she spat it back out. Because I told her, I said, like, you'll have a sick belly if you don't. And she was like, you know what Sydney's like? She's like me. If someone told me, I'd panic. Where she just went like that and like it just fell off her tongue.
Well, do you know what she did last night when you went to that event?
Go on.
So David eats dark chocolate, like we said, and he gives Sydney a little bit sometimes and she loves it. But last night, David went to an event and I was at home with the two kids and it was absolute chaos. Anyway, Miles was really unsettled. He had a bit of a sore belly. I was walking around the house trying to console him and I walked into the kitchen and I couldn't find Sydney anywhere. I was like, Sydney, where are you? And she wouldn't answer me. And I start giving out. I was like, if you don't tell me where you are, you're not going to see Santi. So anyway, she came out from underneath the table and she looked like she'd done something wrong. She wouldn't tell me. And I was like, what have you done? And I was like looking around, couldn't figure it out. And I was like, what has she done? Anyway, a few minutes later, we were playing on the floor and I noticed she had a green mouth. And I was like, were you eating crayons? And she was like, no. And I was like, no, Sydney, you need to tell me if you ate a crayon because you'll turn into Jack and the Beanstalk and you'll get a bean stock grown out of your
and
mouth.
She takes that as gospel.
And she was like, ah! Like start roaring, crying. I was like, oh, did you? And she was like, yeah, help. And I had to make her like medicine. So I had to put orange juice and water and give it to her on a spoon.
I was wondering who put the orange juice, it's not who, because it was definitely you. You put the orange juice back into the fridge and didn't even close the lid on it. It was definitely you. So that's where you're making your medicine.
I was making medicine for her to counteract the
bean stock. So why did she eat the crayon?
So she told me, she was like, I thought it was Daddy's dark chocolate. And I was like, Sydney, you know it wasn't. But on that front, I feel like we're going backwards a little bit with Sydney, because she has slept through the night from 12 weeks old. Apart from like the odd leap that she went through, or like regression where she'd not sleep for a week or so, but she'd always go back to normal. But we kind of seem to be in a phase now where she's waking up at 1 o'clock in the morning and I am exhausted. And it's not because of Miles, it is because of Sydney.
I'm so glad you didn't say because of me. Because it's normally me that gets it. Go on anyway. Go on, belch into the mic.
Make it about you, David. Do you know what? You go through life, right? It must be, you go through life and you're like, how can I make this about me?
All I said was I'm glad it wasn't about me, because you literally want to stab me in the neck. Like every
but
month.
But if I wake up in bad form because I'm wrecked, like today, I'm wrecked. I didn't sleep. Miles is awake every 2 hours. Whatever. We move on. I feel like you'll just try and make it about you.
No. I'll try and make it better for you.
No, you won't.
By
no, you won't.
Accommodating.
No,
by
you
going,
won't.
Here's
you
a cup of tea.
Real personal.
Because you're only coming
anyway,
at me, you know.
On. We're not having here's domestic the thing. On had, air.
No, we're having this conversation right now because you brought it up, right? As Jake sits there with his perfect hair. Leave him alone. Leave him alone, Terry. Stop it. The thing is, Terry, right? The kids will upend us, right, Terry? Listen, the kids are the ones that are having us exhausted. But what you'll do is you'll go, oh, Princess Sydney, oh, Miley Moo, David, I'm going to kill you. But it's me that's in the trenches with you. Because what? I stink.
You stink.
Everything I do annoys you. Like the last night I came in, I sat down with my Jimmy ball and it bothers you.
No, it didn't, right? It but you know you. What bothers me? Do you know what bothers me? And I've been meaning to say it and I kept it for the podcast, right? You narrate everything I do. Did you notice that, David?
Continue.
You narrate everything that I do. So the other night, it was my night to do the night with Miles. And I was like, I just want him to get out of the room about you, right? Because you were just going around the room annoying you, right?
But anyway, I was probably helping clean
you weren't.
Up. I was clearing the bed because you get into the bed like a hedgehog.
But I was looking for something. I was getting something. Hedgehog. I was looking for something. And you were like, what are you looking for? What are you getting? What are you doing? I was like, why do I have to tell him what I'm doing? Like, shut up. Just stop. And you like narrate what I'm doing. You're like, what are you looking for? What are you doing?
That's not writing. That's not narrating.
It is.
No, it's
everything
not.
That I do, you have to be involved. I'm like, leave me alone. Just fine. Leave me alone.
Oh, we've tested that, Terry, if I leave you alone.
Eat the rest of that now.
We've
anyway,
tested
welcome
that.
Back to 10 Now with Terry and David. We'd like to...
It only took us 9 minutes to get to the start of the episode. You got it all off your chest.
Well, I want to get something off my chest, right? Because I want to get a real tree this year. I always wanted to do it, right? And Mr. OCD beckon...
Dahi McGillifodrick.
Dahi over here is having a conniption. He's like, a real tree does not shed. But I think it'd be a great opportunity for you to get your Hoover out, David.
Every 5 seconds.
Yeah. So anyway, I want a real tree. If you're listening and you're a person that gets a real tree, tell me why you do it. Why? What's the reason? What's the rationale behind it? Because to me, it seems a little bit more ethical just to get a Christmas tree and have it for like 10, 15 years than chopping down trees or like grown trees just to be chopped down.
Yeah, that's what normal people do, but you don't get
but then,
10 years out of a Christmas tree, Terry. You get 10 months because you'll pick another one the following year.
Yeah, but I always keep them. I've kept all of them. I've kept all of them. Or I give them to my family and friends. And the reason why I haven't been able to hold on to a tree is because we lived in Australia for so long. And then when we moved home to Ireland, we had a smaller house and now we have a bigger house and I wanted a bigger tree.
Do you remember that tree we had in Australia?
Yeah, it was rotten.
It was very scaldy.
But we went over to New Zealand, remember, in 2018?
Mm-hmm.
We flew over and we just had a little miserable tree.
I thought you were going to say we had a miserable trip because that was one of the best trips in my life. Ever.
But yeah, so let me know, why do you get a real tree? Why do you do it? What's the benefits? I'm definitely going to get one because I have a beautiful artificial tree for my hall. And I have a gorgeous tree from Woody's that I got late last year that I just want to put lights on and a bow, like a nice chic bow, not a big tacky bow. And then I want to get something nice for the kitchen.
So,
like a real tree.
So the real here's the process.
Imagine those creatures and all coming out.
Of course it would be. But here's the process of a real tree. They plant it, then you cut it down.
No way, David. No, stop it. Are you serious?
They plant it, they cut it down, they bring it, you bring it to your house, either on the roof of your car or on the back of your Ooh, bike.
That could be festive.
Right? And it scratches the roof of your car. And then you get it here, right? And it sheds every day.
I've never met someone so right? negative.
Hold on, it sheds every single day.
It's a bit like you.
It sheds.
Oh my God. I don't think I've ever told the podcast listeners, you can't talk. David shaves his beard onto the bare floor. Why are you looking at me through your teeth?
David
shaves. He shaves his beard right onto the floor and then hoovers the beard trimmings.
Because it's the easiest way.
Instead of just shaving in front of the mirror over the sink and rinsing it down the sink.
It doesn't work like that. All around the base of the sink, yes. But see around all the edges.
Wipe it.
It doesn't work.
You can't possibly hoover up all of the beard trimmings.
Of course it does.
But you don't.
But it does.
You drive me mad. You're disgusting. Like, I'll go into the spare room and there'll just be a pile of hair. And you know, David, you made Miles really scream his head off last week because of your beard.
I honestly feel like...
You're a spiky pine tree.
I feel like we need to go back to therapy, Terry. We definitely do, because there's a lot under the wraps there with your new bob.
I don't have a bob.
You do have a bob.
I don't have a bob.
Yes, you do.
David, what are you talking... Do you know what a bob is?
Yeah, it's a hairstyle.
Yeah, it's a short hairstyle. I've got really long hair, you dope.
Oh my God.
it's really long.
Okay, so...
It's not a bob. Say sorry.
Let's not make it about you, Terry. God forbid. Go on.
You just told me I had a bob.
Yeah, I said you and your new bob.
Yeah, it's lovely. I don't have a bob.
I never said it
was. We need new pots.
I seen you this morning. You're having a little meltdown.
Yeah, because that cooker, it's driving me mad.
So we'll get rid of it and get the old one back.
No, I like the Bora cooker. I really do. But it's a bit complicated.
It's too advanced. It's the problem.
It's brilliant, but it's complicated. And I just want to turn my cooker on.
There's nothing complicated about it.
There
just
is. I put the spatula down and then the whole thing turned off because it detected something on the... That's mad.
It's... Yeah.
Why would it do that though? It's a spatula. People put spatulas down.
It could be plastic. They don't... It doesn't know. You could burn it.
Well, leave that up to the person to make that decision. It's not up to a cooker. Okay. AI cookers.
We'll send that into the reviews into Bora and let them know.
Let me burn my spatula.
So, Terry.
Yes.
The Christmas tree saga continues. Can I ask you about the next stage? Huh?
Parching. Those chocolates are making me thirsty.
The next thing is the battle of the estate with the Christmas lights. Okay?
Did you get that fella?
I've already answered that question.
Is he coming out next week?
I thought, yes.
That's going to be about $2,000.
$2,000?
Yeah.
What do you think we live in, Terry? A castle?
A big house. Yes.
A castle.
David, I'm telling you now, putting lights onto this house, he's going to charge us about $2,000.
But do we provide the lights?
I don't know. Well, maybe. Then
if we provide the lights, it can't be $2,000.
Maybe an installation fee might be about €500.
Yeah, that's what
we're still doing.
We have
no matter what.
No matter what.
I want to see this house from space.
And how are you going to explain the electricity bill of that, Terry?
Well, I pay for it, so it doesn't really matter.
I'm asking you, how are you going to explain that?
What do you mean? Explain it to whom? Yourself?
Yeah.
There you go. Sorry, Mr. Bank Account.
But like, I have to laugh. I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to create a reel, because you say I troll you, right? And this is the last thing I'm saying. Listen, no, it's because I see everything that you do and you see
Yeah, you don't
everything.
Need to expose me.
So I'm telling you, right? You'll say to me, David.
You're very neat fingernails, David. You know, you're very well kept.
Well, not up until yesterday, because they were covered in muck yesterday.
Day when you did what you did on the hall.
Linda.
Go on.
You'll say to me, whatever headspace you're in a particular day, you'll go, David, see that television in there? That red light has been on that television all week and all night. It's constantly on. But you have a point and you're right. But then you'll go upstairs and you'll spend an entire day with a floodlight. Like with probably about 400 LED lights going on at once to record your content.
It's work.
And then yesterday, this is the next reel I'm going to do, is where the type of person where they go, I'm going to have a shower. They turn the shower on. We've already spoke about this. They'll walk away for 10 minutes. They go down here making a cup of tea and the shower's still running upstairs. And you haven't
Though. That's such an exaggeration. Do you know what I wait for? I turn the shower on and I wait to hear the pump, because then I know the shower is hot. Because without the pump, the shower is not hot. So it has to run for at least a minute before that happens.
No, it does not.
It does, David.
No, it doesn't.
And just because
you don't even wash your hair.
You don't even wash your hair. You don't wash your head. You have a stinking head. Stinking head, Fitz.
Well, you're the one that got a new...
smoke coming out of your head. You know, if you were a Sims, you'd have green smoke coming out.
Allah. That's how they say you want to be fed. And you can't believe you never played that game.
I did. It's weird. I spoke about this before. Anybody that plays Sims
played.
Anybody that played Sims needs an evaluation, because why would you sit there? Although I used to love Dogs. Do you know that game, Dogs?
No.
Where you had like fake dogs and used to play with them and look after them, feed them and mind them and
wash
them.
That's called a Tamagotchi.
No, it was Dogs. There was an actual game called Dogs for your PC. And I used to have a dog and he was like 365 days old. And you could make them...
So he was a year old.
Yeah, but that means I logged in 365 days.
Oh.
Okay. And you could... Oh my God, I had a hack for it, right? Anybody that used to play this game, you'll know what I'm talking about. So you would like breed them and all. Like you'd... make them fall in love and then they'd have babies and then they'd look like the mom and the dad, like if you crossbred them. But you used to have to wait 3 days for them to have their babies. Like, do you know how long that is in childhood? So like it got to a stage where I was like, I can't wait, you know me, like I can't wait for anything. And I figured out if you adjusted the clock on the PC, then the baby would come faster. So I used to just have so many dogs.
Did you ever get those aliens, like the figure alien that was in an egg?
There was a rumor that it would open its eyes on millennium came.
That it would grow a baby and the egg would grow a baby inside it.
Yeah, and the rumor was that it would open its eyes when the clock struck 12.
No, I never had that. That was definitely.
So when the millennium happened, when the clock struck 12. I was staring at that thing thinking it was going to open its eyes and I was so disappointed it didn't.
That's why you became a nurse, Terry. A nurse would do silly things like that. They would stare at the clock, stare at full moons. They laugh at people that vomit. Yes, you do. You find it funny. All of your nurses, like I'd say I know probably 10 nurses in my life and every one of them, even people that I've met in passing at events or at weddings with you.
Yeah.
That I have met.
It's not that we find briefly. It funny. It's just...
No, you just find it funny. There's no other way around it. You just laugh.
I don't know why. Like, if I'm watching a TV show... No,
Let me change this. Let me correct that. You're not laughing at people being sick.
Yeah.
I'm talking about... You laugh at people like that's someone that would be vomiting because of
drink or something.
Like, see people on I'm a Celebrity and they're getting sick.
Yeah, because like we would never laugh at somebody who...
You find that funny.
Yeah, like you'd never find like sick funny.
Someone heaving because of something.
Yeah.
It would make us burst out laughing. So that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's not just like we'd see somebody unwell or like we'd be in work. Like you'd never ever laugh at somebody.
It kind of minuses the fact of what your career is.
Yeah, you'd never. You have so much empathy for people. But like that, like if you're watching I'm a Celebrity or like say we're on a night out and somebody heaves, like me and my friends would just absolutely die laughing. Like, I don't know why. Even when you're getting sick...
I know.
I'd be like...
But you see the way I know.
No, you getting sick. Right, girls. He is literally like an elephant giving birth. That's the only way to describe
you. I agree with you. I'm not disagreeing with you.
I can silent puke. And I know people can silent puke.
But I don't know how to do it. Teach me.
You just don't make noise. David, like he literally goes, like, I actually want to put you down when you're getting sick.
Put me down.
I'd be looking at you going, is he for real? Remember that time when you drank too much and he came home, right? This was about 2 years ago at Christmas.
Yeah, I know what you're going to say.
And he went out with the lads.
Must have had about 10 pints of Guinness.
I don't know what happened. And you never get like that. He went out and he came home. I was texting him going, where are you? Because normally like you'd text me during the night or like you'd come home. You'd never not text, whereas I wouldn't. Mm. Anyway, I was like, where is he? Anyway, falls in the door at like 2 o'clock and I had to come downstairs because he was banging into everything. And I was like, what the hell? And I came, I was like, you all right? And you were like, no, something's not right. And you just start like getting sick. But it was like an elephant giving birth. I was like, David, stop. Like, stop. And he was like, something's not right. I was like, well, clearly something wasn't right,
Terry.
And then he puked on the walls. You puked all over the walls, all over the floor, all everywhere. And so, I was cleaning up. I had to put you on the couch with a bucket. And you really leaned into it like you were pathetic. Like you were lying there like, something's not right.
I do know if this was the other way around, it wouldn't be on, it'd be allowed to be on the pod. You'd cut it out. No, I'm saying you'd cut it out. You wouldn't allow me to put you down in this manner. I got sick. I drank too much.
No. Do you know what he had to do the next day then? Right.
So, is that when we had to go to the Santa thing?
So we were invited into the Marion And every year we do it. It's our little tradition. We go in, we see Santa, and we do the horse and chariot around the Merrion Square. And it's our little thing, and it's something that we do. It's our little family tradition.
And the smell and of the David horse was made me heave.
Dying. And that's when someone came up to us and said, "Are you hungover?" And you said, "Yeah." And he said, "Me too." And he was proper deep. And he was like, "I had a right drop last night. I had a right drop." And when I say, David looked at me and Neil.
I was like, "I need to go home. This is too much."
He looked at me because I was wetting myself. I couldn't hold it in, you know, and somebody's just really posh.
Are we doing that again, the Merrion?
Yeah. I haven't been invited yet, but I'll go in.
just going to invite yourself.
Arrive. And every year, Santi's so good. Like, he's so good. And Sydney's actually really good. Like, she doesn't get shy when she sees Santa. We're going to actually see Santa today in Santa's Kingdom. It's an event happening in Swords. It looks amazing. I'm actually working with them. But we're going today and I have to go record content. And it was actually supposed to be open today, but they've pushed it back. So I'm still going in to record the content. So we actually have the whole place to ourselves.
Ah, so this is my next question. Is it on the outskirts of like, or is it in the shopping mall?
No, it's on the outside of the pavilion.
Like where that, like where they hold that carnival and all that.
They have different rooms.
Yeah, okay.
And it's supposed to be amazing. Like I've seen the plans for it and it just looks phenomenal. But yeah, we have the whole place to ourselves. So be interesting now to see how Sydney gets on.
I'd love to take Sydney ice skating.
They have ice skating today.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Can we go?
Yeah.
I'd love to take her.
Yeah. Maybe I'll see if my mom can take Miles so I can come with you.
Maybe.
Anyway.
So come here. We touched on it there briefly and the news has broken that Vogue Williams is going into I'm a Celebrity.
A celeb. Unreal.
You're next. I'm telling you.
I'm not a celeb. I'm a tick. Get me out here.
Fair play to her.
I know. I can't wait to watch her.
No, I really am looking forward to it.
Do you know what? We actually had it on last night and we were waiting to, like, we were trying to watch it. We can't watch TV. We just can't watch TV. We can't watch movies. If it's not Sydney, it's Miles. If it's not Miles, it's Jake. Like, last night we were trying to watch it and normally Miles just chills in the evening time and he's asleep and then we bring him up.
His tummy's at him.
His tummy was at him last night so we couldn't watch it. And then we both went to bed and David went into the spare room and I was like lying there, just got Miles down. I opened up my phone and then Vogue had announced that she was going in and we had missed that because we would have loved to catch it live. Like, but anyway, fair play to her.
Oh, so she went in last night?
Yeah, that's why they announced it. So we missed it.
I thought they announced that and she's going in today.
Well, I don't know if she's physically gone in, but I think they announced that it's coming. Or like, I don't know.
It was the same kind of entrance like the way they done with Maura Higgins. It's that she doesn't come in like dramatically. It's like they go in, it's her and somebody else will go in at some part of the jungle and they sneak in. Yeah. I reckon she'll do really, really well. I don't know yet who's going to win. But for some reason, it bothers me how they don't allow the Republic of Ireland to vote. Why?
Right, whatever. But I think she'll win. I think the English will vote for her. I do think she'll win. I honestly swear to God, I feel like she's going to win. She's such a nice person.
I think who's going to win it is... who's going to win it? I reckon...
The old lady?
No. I reckon Jack Osborne has a chance of winning.
Why?
I don't know.
He's really moody.
But
he just seems really moody and like... Yeah. I don't know.
He lost his dad a couple of months ago.
Yeah, but why go on a TV show then?
All right, Terry.
I don't know. He just seems a bit moody. Like he's like, I'm going to take a step back today. Like, stop it. Just stop it. With your smiley faces on your
knees. Know what they need to do with I'm a Celebrity?
What?
Honestly, true as God. Here's an idea.
What?
See the way they done it with Big Brother? Where it's like 24 hours live and you stay like...
Who would sit there and watch that?
They
that
would.
Weird.
Because they're only picking certain parts and showing us...
So you want to sit and watch them like...
No, I'm saying...
You have time to do that, do you?
I'm talking about where there's an option there you can see everything.
So I have a question. I was talking to my sister recently and she has two teenagers and she's obviously started a Christmas shopping and their lists are absolutely
crazy.
Well, the girl's list, of course, teenage girl, like she wants all the, like, you know, the products and things like that. But it got me thinking because like there's obviously so many people out there and they're under so much pressure to like keep up with what the kids want and it's a lot. It's a lot for some people. But where is the line, like when it comes to kids and Christmas and buying toys and things like that? Because I know when we grew up, like my mom and dad had 5 kids, first of all. So like, you know, they had to make sure we all got something and it was all fair and we kind of got the same. Mm. But where is the line? Like, because I feel like nowadays like what I'm trying to say is we were always told pick three things and a gift, like and a surprise. Mm. And I feel like that's a good baseline.
We had something similar. I don't know what the number was. Like you're saying three.
It was
definitely for us, it was something. And I remember my mom said that was the line, like pick, say it was two and a surprise.
Yeah.
But I don't know what the number was.
But it was always three things and a surprise. So like we would pick whatever and then my mom would just get us loads of like fillers and stuff like that. And it was so exciting and it was lovely. And we were always really grateful with what we got. And I know my sister's kids are the same. They're so grateful. Like Hannah and Greg, they're just such good kids. And they deserve the world. But like, you know, obviously we have kids now and Sydney's coming of the age where she's going to be actually writing her list and understanding what's happening. Mm. And I just want to make sure that like we don't overdo it, because I was reading up on it and they were kind of saying like you'll know if you're overdoing it if your child is overwhelmed by presents. That's like a clear sign that that you've bought them too much and it's just too overwhelming and it's not actually
enjoyable
and it's not giving them any purpose. Or if they're opening presents and moving on to the next one right away and they're not actually spending time with that one present. My dad used to record us every year like playing in the sitting room after Santi had arrived, and they're absolutely gorgeous to look back on. Like as he used to be shouting up the chimney, thank you Santi, like, and we'd be sitting there, but you could see that we were playing with the presents and my mom and dad would be like, will you open the rest of them?
Yeah.
Do you know that way? So I suppose what I'm saying is I want to kind of make sure that that's Sydney and that she has that and she's grateful and I don't overwhelm her. So how do you know what's the right amount to be buying them, or how do you know what's the right amount to expose them to? Because obviously then when your family come over, there's more presents. Like Karen and Gavin, my sister and her partner, they used to put the toys up into the attic that were bought for them and then like give them down to them.
In bits.
In January, you know, in bits so they could enjoy them.
It's all age dependent. Like with Sydney, like her birthday falls like the month before Christmas.
Yeah, so she gets so
right
so
now
much.
That room is already full of presents that are fresh from last year. And like, I think we need to do a bit from
her birthday.
Yeah, from her birthday. But I think we need to do a bit of a charity clear out. So because like you said.
Yeah, but you can't do that in front of her.
No, we know that. But like you said, now Christmas is going to come around and then all the family come over to visit and they're all bringing gifts, which is perfectly normal. But what your initial question was with your nieces and nephew, because they're teenagers now. The world that we live in, it's all about these electronics and expense. Sure, a pair of runners now, like these lads are wearing, are 200 quid each. Like,
I know, it's so different. Like it's crazy. Everything is different though. Everything. Like, I mean, I was only talking to somebody recently at an event and I was saying like, you know, we were talking about dresses and if you want a really good quality dress,
you're paying big money.
You're paying €300 or more, which was never the case because it's because of all the fast fashion brands, like that they're doing things really cheap and they're selling things really cheap. So like the clothes quality is not there. So the more kind of like premium brands can charge a lot more for the pieces basically. So if you haven't got €300 to spend on a dress, like you have to buy a lower quality, which is crazy. Anyway.
Was that what you would have to do before?
No, Jesus Christ.
Were you getting a higher quality for cheap?
Yeah, I used to go to Topshop and you get really good quality clothes, or like Zara used to be a lot better. It used to be a lot better. There was more kind of, I don't know, quality was cheaper, I suppose, but it's just more expensive now. Anyway, if you're a parent, what are you doing for Christmas time? Are you doing the whole three presents and a gift, or are you saying one present and a gift, and how does your children react to that? Because I think that's definitely something I want to implement
as they get older.
Santa, is three. I think what I'm going to do this year is you have to pick three things, because Sydney would sit there and go this, and then she won't even remember. Like she asked me, she begged me for a skateboard for Christmas or for her birthday, a skateboard, and I bought her the skateboard and I got her a goalpost and I got her like a hopper, a space hopper, loads of other things, and she didn't even look at them.
The other day when the weather was dry, we were out the back playing and she was playing on her swing set. And it could have led into another argument with her. I was like, Sydney, just let's put your goal together. And she's like, I don't want to play with it. She just had no interest in playing with it.
I know.
And it's just sitting. It's not sitting out in the rain. It's underneath the cover of the swing of the treehouse. But like,
it's such a waste.
If it was me at her age, and that was you had, like you said, you had your tree presents and you had your goal, a football and a pair of football boots. I would have played with that through the night.
Yeah, like. Now, when I say three presents and a surprise, like that's not what we got. We got three presents and lots of surprises. Do you know that way? But we were grateful for them.
Mm.
Whereas I feel like if you were to sit there and they were to circle 10, 12 things,
yeah,
it's not, you kind of lose, it loses its meaning.
Yeah.
I hope people understand what I'm trying to say. So I think that's what I'm going to implement to her is like, you know, the tree presents, a surprise. And then like, you know, you get her lots of things, like, but not too much that you're overwhelming them. And I have found myself looking back as well on the last Christmases that we've had with her. And she has really appreciated the stuff that she's got, but it's when the extended family come over and it's like
all of that stuff gets forgotten.
Yeah. So I think I'll do what Karen and Gavin do, but it's kind of tricky. It's hard to know. And I definitely have had a few conversations with my friends lately about like, you know, this stage of parenting is really difficult because you want to make sure that you're raising really good human beings and
that appreciate
that are grateful and
they don't expect.
Yeah. They're not spoiled. Like, and that they treat people with respect and they appreciate everything and everyone. And you want to make sure that you do that as well as showering them with like, you know, all the love, because I do feel like as millennials, we overcompensate for sure. Like in so many different ways. So I hope that makes sense.
On the surprise side of things. Cause I know you, I just thought of it there. You were saying about putting the garland. Is it called a garland? Yeah. Along there with the socks?
Yeah.
Our surprise was always put in the sock.
Yeah.
And every year I remember like forgetting.
And then,
because I was playing with whatever I had. And my mad go,
Did you check your sock?
And it was like such a big thing to go over and check the sock.
Yeah. I'm mad to get a garland for there because the stockings need to hang off the garland because if I obviously can't put a pin along the
Yeah, you obviously can't, Terry. Nor can you put blue tack.
I'm
or
so
tape.
Excited that we have stockings on a fire. That's so exciting. We've never had that before.
And sorry, one more thing on the Santi side of things. Yeah. Sydney said to me this morning, because obviously we told her we were going to see Santi after school today. She was asking me about Santi coming down the chimney. And she said, we don't have a chimney. So how does he get into the house? He said, does he come in by magic? And I said, no, I'll leave the back door open. And she said, huh? I said, I won't leave it open. I said, because it'll be cold, but I said, I won't lock the back door and Santi will know to come in that way. And that's
Did she say we don't have a chimney?
Yeah, she knows we don't
Did
have
she?
A chimney. Yeah, of course she knows.
You should have just told her that he comes in through that.
Sydney's too clever for that theory.
She really is.
Santi is coming through the back door.
Yeah, well, like she's a bit freaked out about the elves now.
We can do all the extras with the boots and all that, like through the back door.
By the way, sorry, one last thing on that. My auntie gave Sydney money in a card and I told her she could buy a present out of the money. And there's a little shop beside her creche where she goes. And anyway, I collected her from school yesterday and I brought her into the shop and we were picking out a toy. And right above all the toys were hundreds of elfin shelves. I was like, why the fuck would they put them there? And I wanted to say it to the girl behind the till being like,
that's supposed to be
that is so confusing for the kids.
Yeah. But where do they not do that in all the shops? No,
not like that. It was literally like, there's all the kids' toys and then elf on the shelf on the top.
A little bit more discreet. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. A little bit more discreet or something, or like maybe a little sign or something.
You know, Sydney gets really angry when you talk about him.
The elf. Yeah. She doesn't. So
she's like, I'd bash him. Yeah. She gets really annoyed.
So I was talking, she wouldn't sleep the other night and it was like 2 o'clock in the morning. And she was like, Mammy, is there an elf going to come to my house? And I was like, yeah. And he's going to tell Santi that you're not sleeping. Anyway, she was talking away and she was like, and how does he get here? And I was like, magic. And she was like, is he going to put tissue all over my house? And I said, yeah, he's going to put tissue all over my house. She goes, I don't like the elf, Mammy. And I was like, well, if you don't want the elf to come, we can leave a letter for him to tell him not to come, because I don't want to scare her, because that would have freaked the shit out of me as a kid. Me and Cassie were so freaked out by stuff like that. Like, I mean, that would have played on my mind so much. Like, I would have slept with a crucifix if that thing was in my house.
I'd be more afraid of sleeping with a crucifix than...
No, I'm telling you, that would have freaked me out. That would have freaked... You know, me and Cassie used to, like, think that our dolls moved and all. We hated dolls. I remember one year my auntie bought Cassie a doll and she bawled. She was like, it's gotta come alive! We were so afraid of dollies, like, but I don't want her to be afraid of it. So if she's saying to me, I don't want him to be here, I'm not going to force him to be here. So we're going to put up the tree on Sunday.
Can't wait.
You're such a Grinch.
Can't wait.
You're such a Grinch. Do you know that? Do you know that, David?
Grinch is someone that comes and steals all the presents and he's green.
That's you. You know what? David didn't want to have a party for Sydney and he would have happily went abroad.
No, Terry. Don't change the context to suit you. That's not, no. No, we're going to end this now, right?
Eat that.
No, right? You said to me in the month of September, you said, instead of Sydney's this... No, but you don't make it out like that was the other way around, because it wasn't.
You didn't.
Let's go away this year instead, and then it came closer to it. You're like,
you didn't want a party. You just don't want anything. David wants a showroom. David wants an asylum. He wants an asylum. When we all get in from our day's work and our day in school, David wants to put straight jackets on us and put us all into a padded room. That's what you want. Is your ideal outcome? You and Jake then just sitting there. Then you and Jake, standing at your island with your Jimmy Ball and your peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. You're a weirdo. Anyway, that's been this week's episode of 10 Down with Terry and David. You got absolutely rinsed on this whole,
like, I'm fucking sweating. I'm sweating, Terry. You're a bully. You are a bully. Well, goodbye.
Actually, before we go.
What?
What's your weekly bits, David? Go on, let's have a fight.
All right, Johnny. You look like you came out the back of a trailer the way you're dressed.
Says you.
Says me. I could walk outside now and go to the shop where you couldn't. That's right. We'll start off with one and only, right? And it's because we're talking about Christmas on this episode. Studies show that men don't experience Christmas stress. They experience Christmas instructions. It's only the time of the year where they say yes, dear, more than anybody else.
Well, you need to actually lean into that statistic.
Does that mean that I'm not a man then?
Not a man. Go on. What's next one?
The average man hears the phrase, have you wrapped those yet, around 47 times during the month of
December. I would never ask you to wrap gifts. You wrap like an absolute muck savage.
Yeah, I do prefer just gift bags because I don't have the patience of wrapping paper.
I know. What are you getting me for Christmas this year? Do you want to know what I want? I want an Aura ring.
Okay. And where do I get the Aura ring?
That's up to you to find out. You can get them in Harvey Norman's, I think.
Harvey Norman's?
I want the new one.
Oh, one of those rings. I thought it was like a piece of jewellery, but it's actually one of those rings where you can track your shit. And that was just that one. Right, I can't look at you anymore. Everybody, thank you for listening to this week's episode of 10 Down with Terry and David.
Harvey Norman!
Goodbye, enjoy your Black Friday madness and shopping away. Bye-bye.
Are you alright?
Are you alright, love?